Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Experiencing it and you're seeing it. But feel blessed. You're not the third world where they're being starved to death by the tens of millions every 6 months. Paul Schwab said, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. And now it's happening. In the last 2 months, I have talked to dozens of top talk show hosts and podcasters who are populist and conservative. They've all come to me and said, have you seen revenue go way down? And I've said, yeah. They said, yeah, it's a recession. And I said, no, it's a depression because people are going to spend all their money on energy and food. Energy for combustion engines and machines and energy for humans, food. And that's their plan. Bring us to our knees. This is economic warfare. And we've seen the head of J.P. Morgan warn something worse than a recession is coming. We've got the FedEx CEO on Wednesdays sending shockwaves to the stock market when he said, across the board, logistics companies are seeing a flat line as the population spends the majority of its money on energy and food and critical services. And the critical services have been set up to absolutely gouge and control the population. Then things collapse, then they bring in their answer to it, the New World Order, the cashless society. It's not coming, it's here. Here's the CNBC clip I was just talking about with the CEO of FedEx.
FedEx in a different world.
Rosh, are we going to a worldwide recession?
Well, I'm not an economist, but, you know...
Oh, you know more than economists. Come on. They just push papers. You actually look at papers.
Well, I think so.
You think we are going to a worldwide recession? I think so.
But, you know, again, these numbers don't portend very well.
U.S. in the last few weeks as bad as China in the last few weeks?
Yeah, the U.S. Consumer has, you know, definitely spending less. But, you know, the U.S. has been somewhat insulated because the U.S. dollar is, you know, is the currency of choice for the world. And there's some insulation there. But, you know, I do see the U.S. is slowing down, too.
Don't miss a second.
So we are the best house in the bad neighborhood. Germany has a 900% energy increase in cost this year in the last 8 months. France has an 800% increase. Italy has a 760% increase. The United States has a 100% increase in gasoline from oil, and a 47% increase in electricity in just 8 months. Do you have any idea? I'm sure you do. You're feeling it. What this is going to do. And I'm going to say this front and center, right up front. I'm leaving it all in the field. I love my crew. I love you all. We are in a Chapter 5 bankruptcy to be able to show we're solvent, but then show the courts we don't have all these extra money that the Democrat Party law firms are suing for. So this organization coming out of Chapter 5, InfoWars and Free Speech, will be able to operate basically forever because we'll just have a plan on what can be paid to these people versus what they're claiming we have. And then yours truly basically won't get paid or a very small amount. That's fine. I don't care about that. I want to stay on the air. But if we don't make it through Chapter 5 in the next 5 weeks, it's a 13-week process. We're already 7 weeks into it. Then this place is going bye-bye. So we are right there, ladies and gentlemen, on the cusp. All you got to do is go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's not a better place to fight the New World Order and get the great products. Ladies and gentlemen, fiber greens, the highest quality greens you're going to get from wheatgrass, more concentrate, it's back in stock. 50% off. Diet Force is amazing, back in stock. 40% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock. 50% off. We have the Immunity Supercharger Trifecta DNA Force, vitamin C with zinc, and the D3 gummies, highest quality, back in stock together. A trifecta. You better be taking this fall and winter, or you're crazy. What's going on to boost your immune system? It's 50% off. Please go there now and keep us on air.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, thank you for joining us on this live September 18th, 2022 Sunday broadcast. Coming up in just a few months, we'll have our 29th anniversary that I've been on air. And back then, I knew the New World Order was coming. I really sincerely hoped that we could stop it. But we haven't stopped it. Instead, humanity is not being caught flat-footed in the fight against this tyrannical takeover. And we have the blueprints and the battle plan of the enemy. We know how to stop them. That's why they fight so hard to take us off air. But I always wondered if we could stay on air until they launch their operation. If we were unable to stop them, then what would the fallback position be? And what would it be like to be living in the economic warfare where they said they would use the cutoff of energy, the cutoff of food, the implosion of borders, the cutting off of services, like defunding the police, to bring down civilization? And how would they get away with posing as the saviors for their global cashless society gulag solution out of the collapse when they are the public authors of it? I always wondered, reading Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Klaus Schwab Bilderberg Group documents that had leaked out, because their own people are horrified by it, how they would get away with that. Well, we're now living it. We're now seeing it. And they're not completely getting away with it. There's a lot of leaders getting elected, a lot of resistance. Folks didn't know a year or 2 years ago what the Great Reset was, or what the post-industrial world was, or what Agenda 2030 was. That was something this audience knew, and a few other people, maybe 5% of the U.S. population, maybe 5% of the world population. That's just a dead reckoning number. But now it's 30% or so. No, it's very serious and central. Soon it'll be 50%, 60%. The system hopes to have everybody censored and shut down when the real hell comes, which is basically where we're at now, at the beginning of the unfolding next level of this. We're going out of beta into operational New World Order. So today we've got a very important Sunday broadcast. Owen Schroyer coming up in about 2 hours. We'll be hosting Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a special show. We only run local ads for radio and TV stations, so there's 6 minutes of ads an hour instead of 14 minutes an hour like our shows. A lot of folks only watch podcasts. They say, why are you this format? Well, we're still on hundreds of radio stations and TV stations and cable stations, but we are moving towards the future, not even having our own ads, only going to the local breaks, 6 to 7 minutes an hour. But Sunday Live with Owen Schroyer, always informative with your phone calls and more, 6 to 8 p.m. only here because of your support. This is the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Don't forget, I'm live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, right after the great broadcast of American Journal with Harrison Smith, and then, of course, the War Room after my show at 3 p.m. Central to 6 p.m. with Owen Schroyer. And the only way this broadcast gets out, gets past the censors and past the gatekeepers, we move the ball against the enemy, is when you tell everybody you know, friends, family, neighbors, strangers, via text message, via email, via word of mouth, via picture on the side of your barn, whether you hand out business cards at church, however you do it, We are the tip of the spear. We're having the biggest effect out there, and the globalists see us as the biggest threat because they know we've mobilized the general population. They know you're mobilized. They know your men and women in the arena. So I salute you for that. But I want you to not get jaded or so close to the problem you don't realize how central and how amazing and how powerful you are, and how without you we don't have a hope in the world, but with you we have an incredible hope. Now, tonight, we've got the world economy imploding by design and how we can expose who's behind it and hopefully stop it. I'm beginning with that next segment. Then we have the thing that's really gotten people's attention and really mobilized the public, and that's 50 illegal aliens shipped by Florida that were coming to Florida out of Texas to the elitist enclave of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, and the total conniption fit freaking out with the left over that, calling it a crisis. When Texas deals with over a million people invading, that's what this is, every single month, just in Texas, according to Border Patrol and ICE numbers. So we're looking at the incredible hypocrisy and the insane response of all these Democrat leaders calling for criminal charges against Governor DeSantis and Governor of Texas as well. And so when you see this happening, it just shows how crazy they are. The Senate's own report admits it's the Democrats that dissolved the border and are involved in giant human trafficking, handing out literally billions of dollars a month to randomly ship people and fly people around the country. And then Republicans do something tiny to illustrate how this is incredible hypocrisy, Abbott and DeSantis, and they say it is the end of the world. So we've got that. We also have incredible new revelations out of Facebook where they illegally spy for the FBI on conservative leaders and patriots around the country. We have massive news on the COVID vaccine front, massive news on so many fronts today. You don't want to miss this broadcast, but here's the report that's so important. The impending globalist plan revealed. The folks down in Louisiana and Mississippi like to eat their crawdads and their bullfrogs and the rest of it. And, well, sometimes they just throw the whole frog in the boiling pot. But they learned that if you throw one into boiling water, he'll just jump right out. But if you set him in a cool pot of water, and you just turn the heat up slow, he thinks it's a hot tub at first, and then passes out and dies a painless death. And that's where America and the world is right now. We're in the middle of the New World Order, Great Reset, takedown of civilization. The
world is not driven forward by big, grand decisions. The world is driven forward by small action, but actions which are integrated into an overall system.
This is a scientific technocracy takeover to force us onto the AI global social credit score cashless society system.
If you're left behind, you're facing something far worse, which is to be completely irrelevant. They won't even need you as a serf or as a slave. Adding to the body a second immune system, which is not organic but an inorganic immune system, made up of millions of tiny nanorobots inside your body.
What I learned from a source who is a very unique source, having infiltrated the globalist cult at the UN level, is that he was in high-level meetings that required number of security clearances, where they actually discussed the plan to bring 100 million people into the United States in order to pave the way for a regional government of U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And that was to bring in 100 million people from Latin American countries, together with a strategy of creating these cartels, making life unbearable. It's called the push-pull strategy, where they push all these people out of these countries where it's unbearable living like this, and they pull them into the United States. And then once you reach that critical number of over 100 million in this invasion, they will then propose that, well, for your family and friends back home who need, you need ease of travel, they need a better life, and so on and so on, and we can do all this better with a regional government than we can with a U.S. government. And they will have enough critical mass inside the country in order to effect that policy. That's the globalist plan that we're working towards.
Now, being aware of this is the key to winning. And whether you're in Sweden or whether you're in Italy or whether you're in Canada, it's spreading all over the planet. So the globalists are in trouble. And this fight is literally in a tie position right now. If you think collapsing borders is bad, if you think all the terrible things in wars and police state political purges and censorship and cashless societies and gun purchases being tracked by the credit card companies illegally and putting you in a database, if you think that's bad, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Last night I talked about my involvement in the development of a little microchip implant. And many people have already taken that microchip implant. The news media has talked about it being a good thing. And they will tell you that it's a good thing to have this. Your children won't ever get lost again. They won't be able to give you the wrong medication. You won't be able to lose this thing. And so the plan is underway that you will receive it. I would be remiss if I came to you and didn't tell you that God's word says, don't you take it.
What matters for our children is we win this fight. What happens to us doesn't matter. And in that challenge, in that conflict, we will find.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came to the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Segment, we're going to look at the hypocrisy of hypocrisy of the Democratic Party controlled by the UN that has broken the world's borders, that has flooded us with third world populations, and then 50, or technically 48, people can sit in Martha's Vineyard, the most elite enclave in the U.S. The Democrats run it, own it, live there, and they freak out. And CNN has headlines, oh, we're enriched by them, they're the most wonderful people, they're the best, but we all shipped them out within 48 hours. To a military base, and the Democrats did fundraisers and raised a bunch of money and stole the money. They're as bad as you can get. Always telling you how they love you. Always virtue signaling, but not taking one person into their home. Oh, they flood the border states with tens of millions a year, and the crime explodes, and there's no jobs, no future for the people. They weigh down the social safety system, and it implodes. This is the replacement migration, permanent underclass. They brought in. And now they've shipped them out to a military base. So here is Muriel Bowser of D.C. saying, we're not a border town. We can't handle it. So the poorest towns in the U.S., you didn't know, aren't in Detroit, Michigan. They're not in Southside Chicago. They're on the Texas and Arizona borders. Per capita, the poorest places in America, covered with garbage, trash, dead bodies, murders, you name it. But then the richest city in the U.S. is D.C., with tens of thousands of standing troops, all the federal agencies, all those rich people, all their servants, and they say, oh, D.C. isn't equipped for this, when it's D.C. that is part of the World Economic Forum and the policies that collapse the third world, and who then Biden famously said, if I win the election, he said, when I win the election, I want you to immediately surge the border. And they have the nerve to turn around and say Republicans falsely incentivize these people to come here when they're the ones that brought them here. Everything they say about us is the opposite. Here's the mayor of D.C.
We're not a border town. We don't have infrastructure to handle this type of a level of immigration to our city. But we will create a new normal here in our infrastructure and have a humane welcome for people and an efficient service provision. But we don't have the ability. We're not Texas.
You're not Texas. So you create the policy that Trump had the border basically completely shut down. He shipped people back that came here illegally so they knew not to come. Trump cut illegal immigration by about 20-something times what Obama did. With Obama, they were flooding us. Then Biden came in, and they estimate Biden has flooded the border 5 times what Obama did. You've seen all the footage of just tens of thousands every day at every checkpoint and just pouring across and just huge tent cities everywhere. And then they turn around after the world lockdowns caused this and after the UN organized refugee camps literally fly and bust these people in. They get 48 people at Martha's Vineyard and they run around like chickens with their heads cut off and say it's the end of the world. And then virtue signal and CNN has the headline, migrants that came to Martha's Vineyard enriched us. Then they all pat themselves on the back after they ship them away. I mean, the hypocrisy is the greatest we've ever seen. There's the headline. They enriched us. Migrants, 44-hour visit leaves a delible mark on Martha's Vineyard. And now Hillary Clinton and Newsom and all of them are saying indict Republican governors for human smuggling, or they're the ones that caused the whole thing. I mean, just incredible. And they control the Justice Department. It'll probably happen. Here's candidate Biden.
I'm proud to have served with him. What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
But flee to Arizona, flee to Texas, flee to collapsing California. Don't flee to the East Coast. And they show up by the millions wearing Joe Biden shirts. What did I harp on 2.5 years ago? The listeners complained every segment. When the first world collapses, the third world dies. The third world will collapse. They will then surge the U.S. You heard Laura Logan talk about her high-level sources that were in the meetings with the U.N. and Biden talking about this plan. I don't need to have secret sources. The globalists are arrogant. They wrote the replacement migration plan in 2002, and they've been bragging how that's the plan ever since, and they're doing it by design. Meanwhile, FedEx CEO says he expects the economy to enter a worldwide recession. They say logistically people are not buying regular goods and services because they don't have money. Jamie Dimon, the head of JP Morgan, says it's something worse than a recession. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon told wealthy clients there's a chance he was heading to something worse than a recession. He tells them to get ready before they drop the hammer. Inflation causing hardship for majority of U.S. households. Army tells soldiers to go on food stamps to cope with inflation as U.S. ships $60 billion to Ukraine. And it goes on and on. Italy has a 750% increase in all major products and energy in the last year. Welcome to the New World Order. Major escalation. This period's far different and far worse than many ways the 1970s. California governor signs the most aggressive package of green laws meant to shut down the economy. This is economic war. But it's okay. Biden administration awards $100 million to dismantle highways, calling roads racist. After all, they fly around above it. And in the last 2.5 years of tyranny, the average billionaire has doubled their wealth. Some have quadrupled it, mapping the world's billionaire population that's exploded during this economic warfare. Now, the good news is patriot political candidates are seeing the biggest political contributions in U.S. history. People know we need good leaders in that will stand against this like DeSantis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis breaks gubernatorial fundraising record. That's good. But who created the talking points and the understanding of the enemy battle plan that now everybody from Tucker Carlson to Joe Rogan to you name it cover? We did. And so it's great. Please, record fundraising for DeSantis. But I'm asking listeners in these tough times, I know they're tough, to understand the Democrats are lying in these court cases. We don't have $5 million, much less the $400 million they say. We are close to implosion, and this fight is intensified right now, and we need your support, and I thank you for your support. But I need you to understand, in this war, if you want to win, we've got great products you already need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, because we are the political brain trust of the fight. The immunity supercharger going into the fall and winter everybody needs is DNA Force Plus, super dose of high quality vitamin C and zinc, and vitamin D3 with calcium. All three products together are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You need this product already, and it funds the tip of the spear. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful. The man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic. The man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
TV viewer, you can see this. Radio listeners can't see it.
Alex, from Buffalo, I was told by all of the people, like, oh, you can't have Alex at your event, which makes me just want to have Alex.
This is a Sunday emergency broadcast. The planet is now entering a global depression. Only a mass awakening and reverse complete collapse. That's the truth.
and we're all collapsing together here, except the billionaires that are consolidating power and doubling and tripling their wealth. You got to decide whether you want to fight or roll over and die, but rolling over only makes it worse. You will reach a point down the road where you wish you would have stood up. I know this audience is standing up, and I commend you and I salute you, but so many millions of people tune in every week just to make jokes and see what the spectacle's about, why Alex Jones is under attack, because we're putting up a fight against these people, folks. This is economic, cultural warfare. This is the New World Order. Now, I'm going to get back into the news here in just a moment, but I'm going to say this again. InfoWars is under attack. We've got to stay on air, and I want to thank all of you that have kept us on air. But I'll encourage viewers to go to InfoWars.com to the live show feed that says Sunday Emergency Broadcast, and there is a link to give cryptocurrency and a link to InfoWarsStore.com to give straight donations, because we are taking on the Democratic Party deep state. We're taking on the New World Order. We are creating the analysis and blueprint of the enemy that nobody else is doing. And if we get shut down or we get crippled, it is going to be a big victory for the enemy. So I'm going to hit the news, but let me first say this. There are several ways to support this broadcast. And the biggest is by getting the fourth coin at 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com that is the man in the arena. It's got a gladiator on the back. It's got Teddy Roosevelt on the front. It's the fourth coin. And just like NPR does, where they'll sell a ball cap for $50 and a t-shirt for $100 or whatever, this has a big markup on it because it's a piece of history, limited edition coin, to fundraise and fight the Democratic Party lawsuits and to keep us on air and to be successfully profitable in this bankruptcy so we stay on air. Do you understand? That's where we're at. So thank you for your support. I know we're in a depression. I know it's hard. It's your choice whether you want to keep us on air or not. But everybody should go to 1776coin.com right now and get the coin. It's a piece of history, and you'll know you put up a fight. There's nowhere where you can more easily make a donation and get a piece of history and a coin and know that you were part of the fight. You cannot find a place, and it's God's will that did this, not me, where we have more effect. We have world leaders listening. We have all the big podcasters listening. Everything we talked about 20 years ago has come true. Our credibility is incredibly high. That's why the enemies of freedom are in a rage, ladies and gentlemen, to shut us down. So get the Teddy Roosevelt coin now. When they're gone, they're gone. 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. You can also get signed fundraiser books. Only place to get them. At InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset and the War for the World. We also have unsigned copies at InfoWarsStore.com if you just want copies to give friends and family. I get a signed copy for yourself, and then do your Christmas shopping and be done with it months ahead. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight all the crap. Won't matter. I mean, most of the big rock and roll and hip-hop stars and country music people have already canceled their fall and winter gigs because they know they've been told the depression's here. So, yes, you have to decide, what are you going to fund during these hard times? I'd get food, and I'd get shelter, and I'd get defense items. I'd make sure you got plenty of ammo to protect yourself and your family from the crime and the collapse is coming. And, yes, I would then fund the tip of the spear and know it's going to be on the air as long as possible. We have been on the air long past when the enemy intended for us to still be on air. And I'm in your hands, and I thank you. But InfoWarsStore.com to get the signed book or the unsigned book, Great Reset of the World, 1776coin.com. Get the coin. And what I'm doing on this Sunday night show is I got to get on an airplane tomorrow and fly to Connecticut for the second rig trial where the judge already announced I'm guilty and telling the jury I'm guilty and says we can't put on a defense, we can't put on evidence, all lies. That's okay. That's what I expect. I expected to be under this attack. I won't be here tomorrow. It'll be Owen doing a great job and guest hosts and other special guests are coming. But what I've been doing here in this hour, the last couple plugs, is cutting ads basically live on air. We can run throughout the week when I won't be on air. I'll be filing special reports. I'll be filing updates. A lot of big surprises obviously coming up. You'll want to be tuning in throughout the week, but that's part of why I plug so heavily the first 35 minutes of the show is because I don't want to lose. I don't want to quit. I don't want to stop. I don't want them to win, and I am literally in your hands. So I'm done talking about it. It's such a paradox. We are so close to victory and so close to defeat. This is like, again, an NFL game in overtime. This is like a boxing match in the 12th round. This is like two horses in a horse race that are nose-to-nose. This is do-or-die time, folks, and I'm going to explain it again. If you let the New World Order take over, if you let them continue their design collapse, it's here. It's not coming. You're going to wish later you'd done something now. And it's a no-brainer in the whole pantheon of things you can do to resist the fund InfoWars and to keep us on the air. Okay, I'm done talking about this. I'm going to move on now and hit all the news tonight. But they really don't want to be heard, but they don't want to be seen. And I'm going to do the best job I can. But I got to tell you, when I see the arrogance and the evil and the corruption and the chutzpah and the bravado and the disconnectedness from God, wait till we hit the Southern News next segment. When I see this, it just boggles the mind. And there's really not even words to describe it. The Democratic Party, working for the UN and the globalists, does a worldwide lockdown, opens the borders, floods us with tens of millions of people, and then the Republicans ship 50 people to the Naval Observatory in D.C. where the vice president puppet lives, Kamala Harris, and they ship 48 people to Martha's Vineyard. And they ship a few thousand to Chicago, and they literally call it human trafficking, and they call it illegal, when they're the ones running it all. It's just so insane to watch them say, we are so enriched by the 48 illegal aliens that came here in Martha's Vineyard, but we shipped them all away, and to see gushing articles how good the left is and how wonderful they are, and to see Twitter leftists celebrating how they love migrants when they're the first people that don't want any of these folks around them. It is just incredible. White House compares Republican governors to migrant smugglers. White House press secretary. We got the video of that. Hillary Clinton calls Martha's Vineyard migrant crisis illegal human trafficking. Newsom asked DOJ to explore kidnapping charges against GOP governors for busing migrants. Attorneys representing more than 30 migrants going to Massachusetts urge criminal investigations. When we're there over the last few years showing children being handed to random men to be put in vans and driven to God knows where, true human smuggling, the left loves it. They cover it up. They say, oh, Jones staged that footage of kids being loaded into a van. No, it was real. But then when they do it, it's a good thing. And then when Republicans just take a few people that were already vetted and released about to be flown to Florida, and when the states fly that up, when the states do that, they totally freak out. Here's the headline. They're enriching us. Migrants' 44-hour visit leaves indelible mark on Martha's Vineyard. Well, don't worry, you trendy, soulless scum. More's coming. Then Democrat open borders activists says DeSantis sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard is dumping trash. Imagine if a Republican called these people, these refugees from globalism, trash. What would happen? You got a way to stop this. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one. and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now, number one in the world.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Brainwashing and the mind control and the pedophilia going on as the system trains us to accept even bigger outrages. We have confirmed reports and videos around the world with major corporations funding drag queen pedophile time, in many cases sending convicted pedophiles that five-year-olds sit on their knee while they're reading books. This is the predators marking their prey. And we see all over the Western world tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of children being sterilized, little girls' breasts being cut off, little boys' genitals being cut off. All this is going on. If you're a radio listener, you're lucky you're not going to have to see this. But the video and the photos are on InfoWars.com. It surfaced Friday. Footage out of a major Ontario high school of a man dressed as a woman with 500D breasts. These are breasts that each one is bigger than a beach ball with giant nipples. I'm describing this. With a disgusting, grotesque, ugly man with a blonde wig on in front of his ninth grade students wandering around in front of them. And the school has now defended this. This has reportedly been going on weeks since school started. Update, Ontario High School defends transgender teacher who wears massive, grotesque boobs at school in the name of inclusivity. Woke Ontario High School defends trans teacher who flaunts massive fake boobs in class. InfoWars.com. Ontario high school teacher seen wearing massive prosthetic bust to class. This is the harassment. Ontario high school teacher seen wearing massive prosthetic bust. It's not just putting men in women's wrestling and cycling and swimming to dominate it, and soccer and track. Now it's men dressed like total clowns running buzz saws, can't make that up, with giant fake breasts to flaunt it and roll it in your face and make everything about weird sexual perversion. This is how they're messing with our children. And I saw this meme out today. For radio listeners, I'll describe it. Shows a 1980s teenager with wild blonde hair. Says, 1980s kids, I can't believe I had that hairstyle. 2000s kids, I can't believe I dressed like that. 2000s kids, I can't believe I cut my breast off. This is all CIA, New World Order, destabilization tactics to get you ready to accept eating bugs, drinking sewage, having nothing, homeless camps everywhere. They admit this is their plan. And they think you're so weak that you're going to put up with it. But if you are a nationalist, a populist, a Christian, a conservative, and you're on Facebook, and you're having private messages with people and organizing, I told you years ago they were spying on these. Facebook spied on private messages of conservative right-wing individuals, then reported them to the FBI for domestic terrorism, despite there was no terror and no terror charges, criticizing the election, criticizing open borders, criticizing gun control, got you put on an FBI list by Mark Zuckerberg. These people are criminal tyrants using psychological warfare. Good news out of Texas, court rules against social media companies and free speech censorship fight. Meanwhile, in the show trial going on in Connecticut that I'll be at starting tomorrow, Alex Jones' InfoWars were immediately sanctioned 5 minutes into his second damages trial. Vice News, Yahoo News, AP, Reuters, all of them. She'd already done it saying we couldn't raise evidence. She'd already done it saying we couldn't basically talk. Had to tell her all our questions. She's already found us guilty. Now she's trying to restrict us even challenging that. This is a kangaroo court. This is their system on trial. Donald Trump slams militant left-winger Tim Ryan for kill MAGA comments. After the summit Biden had Thursday, big tech steps up censorship against anyone criticizing this criminal regime. This is a takeover, period. And now, no one's even denying that. And that's what I wanted to say earlier. Let's play that clip again of the standing ovation at Turning Point USA in Phoenix yesterday. I was interviewed, or basically have a speech for an hour, by Charlie Kirk, and the heart of the Republican resistance gave me a standing ovation. Well, they were already big supporters. They were already good people. But now even the heart of the Republican system knows I'm right and knows you're right as an info warrior, and this is our incredible success. So as bad as things are, and as the laundry list of things I go over is so terrible, the good news is we're winning the hearts and minds. That's why they want to flood the zone with obese men in blonde wigs with giant fake breasts in front of children and drag queen story time. It's just to do so much crazy stuff, you get overwhelmed and give up. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't give up. Realize we're winning. That's why they're doing this. That's how I stay in the fight, because I know the enemy is collapsing. Everyone's turning against him, and we're going to win in the end. So here's that standing ovation. This is what panics the deep state. This is what upsets them. This is what they can't stand. So, let's talk about the leadership we've got. the leader of the Conservative Party set to win the next election is totally anti-New World Order. His rhetoric is as good as Bolsonaro. He's under massive attack. And all over the world, in Sweden and in Italy, they're electing people that are super hardcore as well. So again, as bad as things are, they expected to roll out their global collapse and have us just accept it, but we didn't accept it. And there's other great people, like Carrie Lake, who in real polls is 20 points ahead of the Democrat, who won't even debate her. Declaration of invasion, Carrie Lake's bold plan to end border crisis. Exactly, this is an invasion. This is an emergency. Ron DeSantis says hypocritical rich elite shipped migrants all over than 48 hours. D.C. Mayor Bowser, we're not a border town. We don't have the infrastructure to handle this type of level of immigration to our city, but poor Texas towns do. It goes on and on. This is the big awakening. Wayne Allen Root says, how do we destroy Democrats? Make it rain illegal aliens everywhere woke liberals live. Absolutely. And it goes on from there. That's why they're wanting criminal indictments against Republican leaders that just ship a few illegal aliens to their area, because they want to use this as a political, cultural weapon against everybody else, not against us. But it's backfiring, and their propaganda and their brainwashing isn't working. As I mentioned earlier, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis breaks gubernatorial fundraising record by a massive swath way ahead of the election. Again, if people simply fund the opposition and fund the resistance, we will win in spades. If you don't, we will lose. And I'll say it again. Great. Go fund DeSantis. That's a good place to give money. But man, InfoWars wrote the book, the battle plan. I wrote the book, literally. The literal blueprint of the enemy operation. Number one book in the world. And yeah, in a few months, we'll probably get a lot of money for the book we sold, and that'll be great. Ain't got the money yet. Need support now. Get a signed copy of the book as a fundraiser or an unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy for 20-something bucks unsigned, or be a fundraiser and get the signed book, A Piece of History. We need your support now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It takes money to win wars. It takes energy. It takes focus. It takes dedication. Or you can take the consequences of what they're going to do to you. It's your choice. I'm not backing down. I'm not slowing down. I'm pedal to the metal, balls to the walls, but I can't do it without you. Now, we're going to start the next hour with the World Economic Forum's latest developments, latest announcements for you and your family, and Bill Clinton and the globalists pushing critical race theory, and the huge stack of news I've got on COVID-19 tyranny. We have got a lot of good developments and a lot of bad developments and a lot of ugly developments. But the U.S. military is now announcing no more four shots. That whole hoax is imploding. And I've got a statistic I'm going to show you that's so critical. In fact, I'll show you from the CDC's own numbers this graph as we go to break. This graph is people taking the shot. No one is taking it now. That shows they failed. This is the biggest success we've had yet. They were hoping for capitulation, but you didn't capitulate. You didn't give up. It's coming up. Hour number two. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.